Joining us now, Cabot Phillips from Campus Reform. Good morning, Cabot.
Good morning, Cabot.
Thanks for having me on. Happy to be here.
Really nice to have you. I want to just start off by asking, first of all, complimenting you. Campus Reform, I've watched throughout the years, has just become a powerhouse in sort of reporting on the activities of liberal college campuses everywhere, yeah. and bringing to, you know, people at home, other college students, sort of a good perspective on what it's like inside the classroom to actually be encountering sort of liberalism everywhere. As you assess it, if you were to kind of take its temperature, are things becoming more liberal, more censorious, or are they starting to improve?
I think they're still on the trend of going more liberal, because there just hasn't been accountability for so long that it takes a long time to really shine a light on things, and that's when you start to begin to have real change. And so, like you said, we've been covering this for 5-6 years now, and in that time, we've seen positive change in the way that the conversation is being had, where I think more average Americans are aware of the overwhelming liberal bias there is on college campuses. Yes. And so more and more people are saying, hey, let's actually have a conversation about this. But as far as the institutions of higher learning themselves, there's still a very long way to go, and I still think the trend is stacked against us.
I'm kind of reminded of that video from a couple weeks ago where I think it was the high school teacher who says that members of the military are dumb and all mm-hmm. this. Yeah. And I thought about that. That is not a unique case. That felt like it was exceptional just because it was so shocking. Yeah. But all over the place, there's things like this that are happening, and what your site does is basically oftentimes we'll run videos of professors saying something very similar yeah. that students just capture on their cell phones.
And that's one of the beautiful things about technology and social media. For all the grief that young people get for the prevalence of social media and technology, one of the tools now people have is everyone has an iPhone on them. Everyone can film what's going on around them. And so many of our tips come from students who are at these public taxpayer-funded institutions that say, my professor is constantly indoctrinating in class. They just blamed the, you know, most recent shooting, saying it's President Trump's fault. It's all on him. They just say, you know, President Trump, we've seen professors saying he's the rapist in chief, yes. he's the worst president in history, all sorts of things in the classroom.
Yes.
Students sending us in videos, they say, okay, if you want to keep saying this, misusing your position, we'll show the world what you're saying. You should be supposedly proud of if you really believe these things, getting it out to the world. And that accountability makes other professors realize, hey, maybe I don't want to use my classroom as a big pulpit for myself, yeah. because people are catching on, and taxpayers have the right to know what's going on in classrooms.
How do you teach kids to counter other students who feel that, well, what you're saying is hatred, so I have the right to shut you down, I have yeah. the right to literally bully you into silence? How do they tackle that?
I think it starts with education, and you're right. One of the most powerful tools of the left on campus and of free speech censors is that bully tactic of, I'm going to call you names. I'm going to make it so just not worth it for you to come out as a conservative that you'll stay quiet. And I think it starts with education, teaching people the importance of open dialogue and of free speech, and getting them to realize that when free speech is stifled, everyone becomes less intelligent, and you go to college to become intelligent. You go to college to learn how to think, how to really grow and become an adult. And when you don't have free speech, you're robbed of that opportunity to hear ideas you disagree with, hear things that maybe make you a little uncomfortable. And right now the environment is something is uncomfortable right here. You say that you're offended by it. You say it hurts you. It makes you feel unsafe. And then you try to shut it down. And when those ideas get shut down, you no longer learn how to process things that maybe make you a little uncomfortable, and you graduate going into the real world thinking that anything in your life that makes you feel unsafe or a little awkward, you should just shut down. And that's not how our society ought to function. It's a dangerous trend that we're going to have moving forward.
Cabot Phillips, you know, you and Campus Reform being here, yeah. why are you at CPAC? Obviously, you want to get the word out about campusreform.org, yeah. but are you looking for activists to sort of join your mission?
Absolutely. We have a team of around 100 student journalists around the country. We call them campus correspondents, mm-hmm. who help cover liberal bias on their college campuses. So it's a way for young journalists to get their foot in the door. We have a team of editors that, you know, will help them write stories. We publish, you know, yes. same journalistic standards as any other site.
These are not just like gotcha videos or people reporting in their
absolutely
classrooms.
Not.
These are actual journalists who are making phone calls to universities, yeah. finding out facts, and then reporting them on your
absolutely.
Site.
Absolutely. Every time there's a story written about a professor, an administrator, a new policy that's being enacted, the school, professor, everyone has reached out to get their comment. It's a real, you know, journalist process. That's what our site does. But it's not just covering things that happen in the classroom. We also cover misuses of school funds. Many many times schools will kind of quietly give special funding to liberal groups. We saw just in D.C., George Washington used school funds to hold a Planned Parenthood fundraiser. Some people were a little upset about that. And so covering how the schools are using their money, and also just covering the institutional suppression of free speech. This is where universities will hold these giant speaker fees for conservative speakers and say, well, we have this $10,000 security fee you're going to have to pay because it's a controversial idea. But then when a controversial speaker from the left comes, they say, well, we don't think there'll be any protests. You don't need a speaker fee. You don't need a security fee. And so it's a lot easier to bring these liberal ideas. And sadly, those are the ones that are so overwhelming that it's the conservative ideas that are needed, but they're the hardest to bring to campus.
Now, Campus Reform is a Leadership Institute project?
Absolutely. Okay. Our parent organization is the Leadership Institute, which the main goal of is to foster conservative activism on campuses. They do trainings, and so we partner with Leadership Institute. They are our parent organization.
I just want to reiterate compliments to Campus Reform, because I've watched Campus Reform started as like some sort of weird social media project, and then it became a pretty sophisticated and I think patriotic resource for people in terms of being a news organization. A lot of friends, people, we've hired, the Daily Caller has hired people from Campus Reform. Love it. You're doing great work. CampusReform.org is the website. Cabot Phillips, thank you. Really appreciate
Happy
you stopping
to be here.
By
Thanks
Mornings
so much for covering it.
Have a good CPAC.
Yep.